USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
With President Trump increasing tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports from 10% to 25% and no plans to continue negotiations, there's some concern about higher prices on Chinese goods. On Fox News Sunday, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says with President Trump, it's more than just tough talk.
One of the things I've learned under President Trump is that tariffs are part of negotiations. And they show that we do mean business, and we will take action.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Sunday that the political will to fight climate change seems to be fading at the same time as things are getting worse. But he praises New Zealand's leadership for upholding their commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement.
New Zealand is introducing legislation to achieve a fundamental goal that the scientific community has defined as absolutely crucial, which is to reach the end of the century without more than 1.5 degrees.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
After a week that saw House Democrats hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt and President Trump entertaining the idea of an investigation into Joe Biden's dealings in the Ukraine, Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul told ABC's This Week, enough is enough.
I think since the very beginning, this all has been politically motivated. Now both sides are doing it. I think it goes back even to the Clintons. This is why we shouldn't have special prosecutors.
And Paul slammed the Senate Intelligence Committee for subpoenaing Donald Trump Jr. for further testimony in its investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Bold comments from a senior commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The U.S. military has sent forces, including an aircraft carrier and B-52 bombers, to the Middle East, the commander said. By having a U.S. aircraft carrier with 40 to 50 planes and 6,000 forces, it's an opportunity for Iran to hit the Americans in the head if they make a move. A federal judge has ordered 32 Florida counties to provide ballots in Spanish beginning next year, stating that failure to do so would be a violation of the Voting Rights Act. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Attorneys general from 44 states are accusing generic drug makers of fixing prices. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A multi-year probe that's been led by Connecticut's attorney general claims executives at competing firms deleted text messages and conspired to obstruct an investigation. Most of the lawsuit focusing on Teva Pharmaceuticals, the largest maker of generic medicines in the world. Generic drugs make up about 90% of all prescriptions filled in the U.S. these days. However, the cost of generic drugs has spiked in recent years without explanation.
That's from the late 1960s Mod Squad series. Star Peggy Lippin played a hippie cop, Julie Barnes, on the show from 1968 through 1973. The series, which co-starred Michael Cole and Clarence Williams III, dealt with issues such as domestic violence, abortion, police brutality, the Vietnam War, and drugs. Over five seasons, the series earned Lipton one of the It Girls of her time, four Emmy nominations, and a 1971 Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a TV Drama. In 1990, Lipton returned to acting in what became her most enduring role as waitress Norma Jennings in David Lynch and Mark Frost's cult TV series Twin Peaks. She also had recurring roles on TV shows like Popular, Alias, and Crash, and appeared on her daughter's comedy Angie Tribeca, as well as on the TNT drama Claws. Lipton died at the age of 72 after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.